Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Shahaira.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to another episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast.
We hope everyone is having a great day so far, a great week, y si no, pues como les decimos siempre, échenle ganas, todo va a estar bien. Mm-hmm. One day at a time, we got this.
One day at a time.
And we are also excited because we have updates for you guys, finally, huh?
Yeah. Good updates.
Yeah, good updates. So yeah, it took us a while, but we finally got the merch coming in.
We have the merch coming in.
We have it here.
We are in the studio right now and we have boxes.
Yeah.
Of stuff, right?
Bubble wrap, to be exact.
Bubble wrap. We do have bubble wrap. So hint, hint. What do you think
will be released? Maybe a fishbowl? Maybe a cafeteria?
Maybe.
I don't know.
What do you need? Bubble wrap?
Baby, yeah. I don't know. We're excited. Mm-hmm. This is, I think, que llegó la semana pasada, yes, right? Yes. So it's like fresh. And it's just so like, I don't know, like surreal seeing it in front of your face and like just
touched things, you know? Because everything's on our computer. Like yeah. You know, approving designs and this and that, deciding to go with this product versus that product. And to have, I guess, you know, I think we mainly have supplies, right?
Yeah, we do.
Like the bubble wrap. Yeah.
But it's exciting though to like see it going.
Thank you cards.
Yeah, thank you cards. But like the actual merch is coming.
Yes.
It's on its way. Like it's done. You know, it just has to get to us. And it's just exciting. And like, it's a little nerve wracking though. Like, a ver si les gusta. Mm-hmm. A ver if y'all are feeling it. Because if not, then what are we going to do?
Yes. Yes. So good updates, right? Mm-hmm. But there's still a lot of work to do. Yeah. Right? So we have to set up a space for us to be able to package.
Oh, yeah.
And then also our website is down for a while now. I don't know if y'all have noticed, but we haven't, you know, we kind of didn't renew our website. So now that's also having a whole revamp design kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So also working on that to have the website ready and up and going by the time that, you know, we can promote merch.
Or just a way to order merch.
Merch. Yeah. So there is still a lot of work.
Yeah. So just know that if you are a small business owner listening, les aplaudimos. We see you. It's a lot of like
effort, risk.
Uh-huh. And also just like on the outside, you never really think of like what's everything that has to like go with it, right? Like just like even the supplies themselves.
We weren't counting on that.
No, we weren't. You know, like Steph was like, what about a label maker? Oh, yes, we need a label maker, you know? Yes. So it's, yeah. But anyways, like we are excited to show y'all the merch once it gets here, como dijimos. And we hope y'all like it. And, you know, just, I don't know. It's just crazy. Like Cuento Crimen is on merch.
Yes, yes.
It's crazy. Yes. It also goes back to like our goal, right? Mm-hmm. Our goal is for this podcast to be a safe place, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't know, está preguntando, like, how does merch even help towards that, right? Mm-hmm. But it spreads the word. And it's like, when you truly like something and you truly stand by that something, like, wearing it kind of feels proud. Like, it kind of feels, I don't know. I'm just ranting
Yes, there's so many layers to it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, by, you know, having a sticker, someone, a friend might ask, like, oh, like, what is that? And then, you know, we get growth through that, right?
Yeah.
And obviously we're super small, but, you know, we hope that one day we can help out organizations and be super involved in some of these cases. Mm-hmm. The way that we can't right now because, you know, we're a super small team.
Yeah.
So there's many layers to it. And also I think there's a little bit of an aspect of our cultural identity.
Yes.
Because, you know, we have these dichos that we say all the time in the podcast. And it's like we grow up listening to these dichos.
Yeah.
And to be able to make a physical product with a dicho on it.
I was going to say that. Ooh, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
A los que les gustan nuestros dichos.
Yeah.
Definitely they will be coming at y'all.
Yes. And also I think that's really cool too. Because like we know in other episodes we've talked about like, oh, would you wear this or would you use that? And like to incorporate a dicho that is like super relatable even outside of the podcast is really nice too. You know, if you're gonna like, you know, purchase something, it has like even like that double meaning. Like, oh, I support the podcast and this is super relatable.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? You got into my head and you use a perfect words. Yeah. It's cooking, y'all. It's like a cake that's basically about to be done. Yes. So keep an eye out for that. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yes, it might be for a while still because some of the things that we're waiting on. I guess we kind of just said yes to designs and, okay, yeah, you know, so it might be a bit of...
I just get excited, y'all, because like I'm literally looking at like the boxes, but mm-hmm. like Steph said, it's just like the supplies for packaging the merch.
Yes.
But like, yeah, they're getting made. No más esperar. It's just a waiting game now. So it's kind of cool. So anyways, back to our regular showtime. No, I'm just kidding. Today we bring you a new case, and this one is a cold case that is still open, but not actively.
These cases are the ones that just never let you be at peace,
right? Yeah, me vuelven loca. Yes. I'm like, how is it que han pasado tantos años y nadie sabe nada?
Yes, cold cases are interesting.
Yeah.
So, este caso tomó lugar en el año 1985. So, as we just said, hace mucho tiempo.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're currently in 2023. So, ¿qué son, like, más de 20 años? Yeah. Way more than 20 years. 30, yeah.
Casi 30.
Casi.
O no.
Ahí hagan la cuenta. Yeah. 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 It's been a while. Y como dijimos, like, this case, it turns your head because it's like, what? I don't get it. It's just like how someone is murdered and just you never know by who.
And I think also like someone got away with it, right?
Yeah.
Either they committed more crimes or they lived a life así
como si nada.
Como si nada.
Me da escalofrío nomás de pensar. Por eso siempre decimos, caras vemos.
Corazones no sabemos.
Oh, she finished it for me. Just kidding. But no, yeah, but it's true though. And that's why you always have to be alert because you just don't know.
Today, we will be talking about Raquel Ramirez, a woman who was found dead after disappearing for a day.
And like always, we want to give you all a heads up because we will be talking about sensitive topics. Queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar sobre temas sensibles.
Y también we want to remind you that we do try our best to share these cases with you all con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. We have to remember that these cases are real life and it's important to acknowledge that. And so, okay, let's begin. Before we begin, I have to say that I am recovering from a cold, so my voice might be a little off, but I am trying my best.
She really is. Yeah. She's like, I see her. She's like over here, like projecting the most she
I
could.
Don't want it to like, I don't know. You know what I mean, right? Like listen to a person with like a lingering cough.
Yeah, or
a congested voice, right?
Basically what she's saying is that when this episode is out, y'all better go like the post and show her some love because it was hard for her to record.
That's exactly what I meant.
So let's get started. So, el caso de hoy, como dijimos, tomó lugar en el año 1985 en Hartford, Connecticut. Raquel tenía 29 años en ese tiempo.
Y como siempre, un poquito de Raquel. She actually grew up in Puerto Rico y después se mudó a New Jersey.
And even though she made the move, ella estaba muy cercana con su cultura. She loved to cook, especialmente, you know, the rice and the beans estilo puertorriqueño.
She also had the dream of becoming a teacher, and by how they described her, I think she would have been a really cool teacher. Pero este sueño tomó una pausa porque she became a mother.
Raquel tenía dos hijos, un hijo y una hija, and she was a single mother to her kids after leaving her abusive partner. Y Raquel era también muy trabajadora. Ella siempre se aseguraba que sus hijos tenían lo que necesitaban. And her daughter, Brenda, shared in an interview that we found. She mentioned how she will always remember how special her mom made birthdays feel.
I love to hear that because, you know, birthdays are special. And I think it takes a person who loves birthdays to go extra miles to make, you know, other people's birthdays really special, right? And so... yeah, I think this really speaks volumes of her personality. And it seems like this was a core memory of hers.
Yeah, toda su familia y conocidos tenían puras cosas bonitas que decir de Raquel. They all described her as the life of the party. And, you know, she was just always in good spirits. Oh, y le encantaba bailar salsa.
Le gustaba tanto bailar que también enseñaba, you know, unos pasitos de salsa to her family and friends. And another quick fact that we found about her is que, you know, she was 4'11", so her nicknames were Shorty and Half Print.
I think that's cute, huh? Mm-hmm. And for a while, things seemed okay. Like, ella estaba saliendo adelante con sus hijos y con la ayuda de su mamá, it seemed like. And, you know, just going about their everyday life. But soon, Raquel started making these interesting statements and accusations.
Raquel decía que alguien estaba espiando a su familia. And that these people wanted to hurt her, pero nadie sabía de, you know, de quién estaba hablando.
And I think it was like hard to know de qué estaba hablando porque she would kind of hint at it, right? Like, mm-hmm. No decía straight up, like, oh, this is what I think is happening. Like, it was just like very like subtle comments that that her family were just starting to be like, wait, what? What are we talking about? And her family watched her become a bit paranoid. Y entonces la abuelita de los hijos advised the children to make sure that their mom, Raquel, stayed home.
They just wanted to keep her safe from the people or maybe even from the thoughts that she was having in her head. Pero desafortunadamente, el 30 de junio del año 1985, Raquel snuck out.
Y a la siguiente mañana, Brenda, la hija de Raquel, notó que su mamá no había llegado a casa. And this is when panic starts to come in.
La abuelita de Brenda llegó a la casa y allí Brenda le dijo que Raquel se había ido y no había llegado a casa. And of course, this worried their grandmother, mm-hmm. But she tried to play it off, be cool about it.
Yo creo porque Brenda y su hermano Ben were young, you know, and so like as the grown up or I guess like mm-hmm. as the caregiver, like she was trying to stay calm. Porque Brenda solo tenía 10 añitos cuando esto pasó. Y Brenda dice que recuerda que su abuelita turned on la radio and they heard an announcement on how a body was found near the Connecticut River.
After hearing this, la abuelita mejor lo apagó. And she told Brenda to go down to the corner store to get her something that she needed. Again, a la mejor hizo esto para, you know, distract Brenda and I guess for her to intake this information.
But when Brenda came back from the store, her whole life changed. Cuando ella llegó de regreso, encontró a su hermano llorando in the porch. And she was very confused as to what was happening.
She was so confused. Porque ella entró a la casa and found multiple family members sobbing. And she also noticed that there were policemen in her house.
Y allí es cuando ella recibió la noticia de que su mamá había muerto and that the body found by the bridge was in fact Raquel's.
A quick backtrack. We read somewhere that police actually showed Brenda a picture of the body for her to confirm if it was her mother. And honestly, I feel like this is, I don't know, because she's just a little girl.
Imagine like having to identify, first having to see a picture of an unalived body and then knowing that it's your mother.
Your mother. And like that's the last way mm-hmm. you see her.
And you're only 10 years old. Mm-hmm. Like how do you even begin to process todo eso?
Yeah, I think this is like not a very... Like, I don't even know. Like, this shouldn't... I doubt this is protocol.
I agree. Like, Brenda era demasiado chica to be identifying a body. And, you know, and she does say it now, like, in the interview that we read, like, how the whole thing was just a very traumatizing experience.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there was other people, like, grown-ups, that yeah. they could have done that.
Exactly.
Y desafortunadamente, como habíamos dicho al principio, nadie nunca... ha sido nombrado un sospechoso. Nadie ha sido capturado por esta muerte.
And while we were like researching, it seemed like the case literally stopped at Raquel's body being identified. Like después de allí ya no encontramos nada. Like nadie habló de ningún leads or any suspects. Or if they did, we just weren't able to find that part of this case. So it's really sad to think about cómo se quedó así ya.
Brenda in an interview said, and I quote, "When something like this happens, it can bring families together or break them. It broke our family," end quote.
That breaks my heart to hear.
Yeah, I think this is something we haven't talked about in this podcast. We always talk about, like, you know, I guess it always seems like families are so close knit, mm-hmm. and like they're advocating, they never lose hope, and they're just going after it, right? But we've never talked about how, like, something like this can actually break a family.
Yeah. And we actually never talk about, like, well, I mean, because you don't really know, right? Because there's all, like, articles written on that. But, like, how do these events affect the family
dynamic
forward?
Yeah.
You know, like, whether it was someone who was murdered, whether they know who murdered, or someone who's missing, like, how do they go on about their mm-hmm. life, you know? And I think that's why it's important that we kind of keep these cases in mind, because it's not like a horror story, or it's not like a movie. Like, these are real life cases, and people are still feeling the hurt, and people are still feeling the pain. So yeah, this case was on the shorter side, but, you know, we still wanted to share it with you all. It's never too late to find a lead. Ya ves que hemos visto muchos casos que después de, like, a lot of years, they finally get some type of justice. So yeah, so we just still wanted to share Raquel's case with you all, por si alguien sabe algo, like, it's never too late to speak up. And thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We will see you all next week.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.